And where are you from?
Chalkeetsik, mostly from Black River.
Have you lived here all of your life?
Yes.
You're a reverend in what particular church?
Episcopal Church.
And how long have you done that?
I was ordained. I was first ordained in 1958, a deacon. Then the second I was ordained priest in 1962, both in Fort Yukon.
Is Chalkeetsik your group of people? Is this where mostly you hold your services, or have you traveled other places too?
I traveled to other places like United States and Canada, and down southern United States and all the way to New York. This is mostly for training.
Now, the story that you're going to tell us today, which particular story will you start with? Can you give us the title?
Well, the title of the story is The Man in the Moon, the old story, old Indian story.
Where did you learn this story?
Well, I learned it from my father and other old peoples many years ago when I was young.
When was the story generally told?
This story is from the early time before white people came into this country.
What is the purpose of this particular story?
Well, the story, the sum of the story is they use it for young people. They teach their young children how to go out into the woods and do a lot of things in both summer and winter time. Their story is teaching or get some wisdom where they grow into the manhood. Then they use this story. They use it for many other things for their living. Ahaire, ve ye traika he kwa. Chi chera, chinja ko do yen and lach chi chay neza. A de chera ne. It says. I wat zaisa. A desa satsun and jack question there are chakurinas, it says. O ene jizere, de drink chugunet. I take in that genre. What that teacher is getting can you go in a higher is that Georgia that Dorothy Guizzi, what they call the Tagnanil Cleguna? What they the Tagnanil Olizer, what they call the Guga Qua? Aitza. Is it got son here? Get a hit and never in it. Dia Hanita, ne? O dear said, and I say he shed on judge, I had never in it. I could say, can't you kick a teaser? Shall we get all your shocky, you nether? Let you train holler, then where ye quit your train holler. The teaser's at the hammer. I dare tuck into the cheeser. Shall we get a kick a teak or in it? Cause there's just some dinner. At a shed's a hair, hardly is jigre. Shed's a hair, hardly is jigre. At a shell, a trout's a hisha, then a queen that don't jar. Two legs of tongue, a gag near. A shell geek at tea, is a toss a geek at tea, your geek at cheese liquor. Hunter. Totan gent agon that gwyrwg. Trenega yna eich ar go gyr hilji. Aisa. Ardach ac i gil, naid yn hig eithaf o gwahan gael llar go gyr hilji. Gwyr gydag. Ian darwg nyn fe a jekwys i gwaag a gwaag gydag hwlgi gwynig gydag Kun kejä ke kun eki tak satre kin chi teki kun leisi ki tak ko kwa en ki yon ke kwa na khare vesi sal chan kare ke tsa kli rehne ai reza ke chan li at tere ke ya en ha chkin au kwa no te she ka na ten cha cha ta he ro te she je te ve ti rehne vil lecture vil lecture Yet an end, did you can eat about thy gin, her own tat litter or dessert that her shade with dear rain. I got a shack of venture quiz on. Gaventure quiz soda. Naki hin chicks, got cherry cuts on here. Naki hin chicks, you got naki hin chicks. I'd like han her. Get says a tiny naked hin check the shaham tiny hush ill little gunner. All right, tiny hush ill little high. Han here's a bachal canard, Zakurane. A bachal canard, Zakta. Chitty, the anard, Zakja, you net. Ya han tucked. Chuck on that tray, you shoo. Go check on the yit lego and the hitler, clear train and sell. Vicky charity tea. A ye hilt shed a hire. A ne is a cognan del qua. No when in it did sit in. Ja never in it. No when in it did it. No hot key again, jet no when in it did. Ja never. I got that. It there. Et ekwizik wat zeh kien che sakri la trakil tingorane. Ai, deshi kware. Akotza ai, denji yitza kien chi. Ne e te, chi wat zeh kien la tza taljada tien ai. Et e tat san laikun da ton cha ko chai guihe za kotza. Ai, Dort sag ich gehen, ein Wallet an Ort, also. Wo kann Gott da ist, aga. Wo da hat ja, kann da ja, zwischen den Schicksal. Wo kann jetzt auch in Dose, der. sininen akia ne rahne but that sunlight when that's a day at season ne ye chicks at season ne ye chicks at there you got open a yet chicks ne ya e got in ja khai sak ne le clear ne so you lot in eight at ja die hand the chana season ne ye chicks at the khai ko ya айтле чанэр чөгөч энергийн чиг чанэр ба халгана цагварахна чанэр халтлэнийг ба нах чар вики халтлэ халчи он танжалхира ашиг ки нэца ик аха шихэр ани эс канан талхайт хан хонэн лети хан лети шэн тэ хайо алдонча гүжэт тэн чи тэр цахан чи тэтлан тэжэ лигүнэ Et der Haiho Aldon Jagger, der Hein Kronhonen noch ein nicht die, und der Schäse tief der, jenta der Zack, und der Schäse hieß der, der schicke Hund hier. Also nicht die Schägutter Agdei, Schägutter Agdei, jenzig inzig seit der Hwasa Chicke, et der Heidenzi Schikuelase. Хайден чи гохен тай дэши я донча чанера не а коне чи ше кута акца тиен та кин та цай ханан куй цак чи эте тат сан го хеля за тен чи те хетли эн чи дэше эн ча чанера не а ко ца Yen nahe chit in any slita gon nahe ganaltai. Hai gu teo gwan cha se gota agdere. Liza chet dalzere. Ota gia yen. Hadza giga tiza ai se ai dienji gien chi zai. De hua ya chik dare. Hua gi hak zo kwe tia ne gihi dal. Kwe tia dat sak ne gihi dalza. Ki is a kitcha keech elicti in Keech elicti is a quay teneki heatal, sakni teneki heatal. A conici yentak in taz a hanan got tractor. Is there any secure? Joga, teaser. A chatter could quit dig it in chair. Ne egar chat in chair. Then he said. A good side, Trinan Shetza has she I. Yen that the toxic eho, Tia Jania. Janias are a good irriti hunt egger, children, the secretary actor. Jetty ends of a queen tie, got Trinan and a yan die quat, you train and quantire. Yan die quat. Got the ritty hunt error. Then she usually leads the tenant, I got some. Guantaktri yi za dinji shi za hai shi jia gunya. Ai tisa guan viru guantaktri gu de tanan chiki shi gu ka jia za de viru guantaktri gu nal dai. Dinja. One kid, you know, one young man.
Good story.
Well, he's born, you know, he's just a special kid, you know, special man amongst the group of peoples, you know. And he always predicted something, you know, ahead of time. He knows what's going to happen tomorrow. And he knows what's going to happen next week. And he was a very small kid anyway, maybe the age of 10 or something, or maybe 9 years old. And a lot of people around his groups, you know, they didn't know about him, but his parents know about him. Every time his parents listened to him, that he told his parents, tomorrow the people are going to kill moose or a bunch of caribou, and we're going to have a lot of food. And sometime tomorrow people are going to hunt, but they're not going to kill anything. So one time, you know, the group of people, well, he told his parents that tomorrow they're going to kill a bunch of caribou, big herds of caribou. It'll be enough for all the peoples. But one of those caribou will be mine, he said. And it'll be a fat one too. That's a special caribou. That's for me. They're going to kill that among the bunch of caribou. And I'm going to have it. Well, his parents knew. So the next morning, the people went out and they got a bunch of caribou. And then he started behind. When he got to the place, he looked around for the caribou, you know. He goes, well, all the caribou is already divided, you know. Maybe 2-3 caribou to each person. And when he got to the place, you know, he looked at the caribou and here and there, and he walked around. And finally, he came to his uncle. Uncle, you know, his sister, brother. And he looked at that caribou, and that's it. That's the caribou he's talking about. That's a his. And he told his uncle, you know, the caribou is mine. Since yesterday, you know, I know this caribou is mine. And his uncle said, no, this is mine. The people give it to me. We're divided the caribou and I have a right to have it. And the kid says, that's mine from since yesterday. But his uncle won't give him this caribou, you know, so he started crying. He cried, walked around the people, and he cried for that caribou, you know, and he came back home anyway. And then all that night, he was crying. And then they bring back some of the caribou meat anyway, pack, before they're going to hold it tomorrow anyway. So the next morning, the people went out to hold caribou anyway. And when they got to the place, it's all covered with the snow, you know. All the caribou came to life and just run away. That's all. They see the track. That's the only thing they saw. Not even one piece of meat there. And then from that time, you know, every night he cried for that caribou. That caribou is supposed to be mine. And for that reason, you know, there will be a famine, you know. There'll be a starvation. You know. It's early in winter, too. So he knows that all the peoples will be starved to death in that winter. But every night he started crying for that. He cried for that caribou. And finally, he's talking about he's going to leave. He's going to leave the people. It's something like he's going to the moon. He told his parents that someday, some of these night, I'll go up to the moon. And then every night they keep him. They watch him, and when they sleep at night, the boys sleep between them. They keep him, you know, and they got a blanket over, you know. So they keep him. But one night, one day he said, I think this night I'll leave. I'll leave your people. And that night, they keep him good, but they went to sleep, both of them, they went to sleep. And early in the morning, around 3 o'clock maybe, before broad daylight, well, they wake up, the boy's gone. Well, they remember what he said anyway, so they just got up, and they saw the fireplace is still the fire there, and they got hole up there, you know, in the skin house, and where's the smoke go through? Well, they look at all over, but they can't find the dogs too, the boys, little dog. And then they look at the hole up there, and sure enough, the one side of his skin pants, caribou fur pants, is hanging up there. It's caught, you know, it's caught in the stick, you know, it's just torn off. It's just hanging up there in a hole. So they both went out, and they look at the moon. He's already up there. The picture is already up there. His dog was there, and the caribou front quarter he hold, you know, on the right side. He hold it like this, and the boy is up there with one side pants, you know. So, well, they came back, and they really weep, you know, night after night, you know. And then the people, they go out hunting every day, and they don't kill nothing. And starvation started, you know. It was cold weather too. And when they were traveling, you know, his mother and father was come behind. His father was go ahead, you know, behind the people. His mother was pulling sled, you know, with dogs, one dog. And finally, the sled is caught. It's caught something, you know, and just can't pull it ahead. And then finally he turned the sled over and see the bottom, the boy is in the bottom of the sled, hold the sled. And he tried to grab him, but he said, "Mother, you can't touch me because I already left. And you just can't touch me anyway, just stand there, I'll talk to you." Well, he told her, "The starvation is just now start. It'll be a long winter too yet before the spring be here. I'll give you what to do anyway. I'm going to tell you what to do. Right now you have only caribou front quarter, part of a caribou front quarter in your sled. That's the only food you got now left. So I'll give you the direction anyway, how you can take care of that meat. Be sure and put it in the fine tanned caribou skin and rub it over and keep it that way every day. And every night, if you cook, you can cut some of it, maybe half of it, and you can eat all you want. And then put it back in the skin. And then the day after you can open it and it will be the same piece again. You can do that all winter. And then you can live. But all these people will be just died, you know. Starvation will be no food. So he disappeared again. Or probably maybe next week, same thing happened. He come behind people, you know, the sled is caught. He looked for his boy, the boy is under the sled. And the boy said, "This is the last time I'll visit you before the spring, forever. I'm going to leave right now, but every day you're going to see me in the moon for all the generation forever. But one thing I'm going to tell you is when the moon's eclipse, you know, each year, you have to watch. This will be the sign for the people that I'm going to make. And every time the sun eclipse, you know, when that moon, you know, the crescent of the moon, you know, it just falls backwards like this, you know, that means there will be lots of food next winter, you know, next year. So you watch, there will be plenty food for the people. But when the moon crescent, you know, is just bent over like this, you know, fall over like this, that mean will be starvation. So be sure and watch that each year. So when I was kid, you know, my mother used to tell this story, you know, and every time the moons fall back like this, you know, in the eclipse, they have a song for it. And I forgot the song. And they carry the pack, you know, packs of something, you know, and they just visit around, you know, visit around town like this. And they sing and everything because there'll be a plenty, you know, there'll be plenty of food next year. And I used to sing that when I was kids, you know, I go around and visit the peoples, you know, because it's a good sign for next year. Well, all right, another way that the moons fall over like this, you know, then the people are look sad, you know. I myself, well, I don't say nothing anyway, I don't sing or just sad, you know, because next year will be tough. Well, that's the whole story of the men in the moon.